Reverend Thomas Brown was just 22 years old in 1964, but he had already worked 2 years for the civil rights group known as SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Brown helped train the nearly 1,000 mostly white college students who gathered at Oxford, Ohio before their participation in Freedom Summer. The volunteers would live with Southern black families during the project and help register black voters.
In 64, we all were gearing up for the summer. We were doing the training for the students, getting ready to go into Mississippi for the VEP project, the Voters Project.
The South was a dangerous place for African Americans attempting to assert their rights and for anyone trying to help them. The training of the volunteers included how to react nonviolently if confronted and to never be caught alone. Brown says they all had reason to be on alert. Three Freedom Summer workers, two white and one black, disappeared after investigating a bombed-out black church in Philadelphia, Mississippi. It would be weeks after their burned-out car was found that their bodies were discovered buried in an earthen dam.
We who were the black experience would go in, and a lot of times the black population who lived in those areas, many of them wanted to vote, but they were afraid, and the laws were so stringent. And the whites who would go into those communities, they were more threatened by the system because here you come down here and you shouldn't be down here. So it was ugly. It was ugly.
Brown's work was based in Alabama, but he traveled all over the South visiting colleges and recruiting for SNCC. He had family in both Alabama and Mississippi, but felt less at ease in Mississippi.
You always knew you better get where you're supposed to be before the sun goes down. If you didn't, you would come up missing.
Brown filed regular reports to SNCC from Selma about canvassing efforts to register black voters. One report from early 1964 ends with the exclamation, "Oh, I must remind you that there is a warrant out for my arrest." Brown concedes that the work of the movement began to weigh on him.
For me, after 62, 63, 64, hitting 65, you started having battle fatigue. So it was time me to step out and regroup and change. And what I ended up doing was just finishing my education, then started doing work for United Negro College Fund and recruiting back in all of those areas.
Brown, who returned to Indianapolis and became pastor of Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church for 33 years, says the leaders of Freedom Summer had to study and teach nonviolence to all the participants.
We had to learn two basic points of Gandhi's teaching. There's two forces in the universe, and that is what? Fear and love. If you're in the movement with fear, you're going to have some serious problems. If you're in this movement with the principle of love and the good for the better community, your fear dissipates and the power of love acquires a certain amount of energy and consciousness that gets you through a lot of things that you normally wouldn't get through. We have what we have today in this 21st century because of the love for the many who are ready to lay their lives on the line.
Dr. Thomas Brown is now the board president of the Indianapolis Charter School named for his father, the Andrew J. Brown Academy. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.